So you're in the RAF.
Yeah, I'm in the RAF Regiment.
And you're...
In the RAF Police.
Rivalry, there must be quite a lot going on.
Yeah, it's all one-sided as I completely outschool him, but he tries his best to keep up. No, I wouldn't necessarily say so. The banter's quite strong in our house, but it's all in good faith.
You are identical twins. How much has that been an issue? Have you used it to your advantage in any particular situation?
We always have discussions, but that's as far as they go, really. But constantly getting confused and constantly getting mixed up with the other one, yeah. It's been quite polite. I'm quite sick and tired of every night people come up to me and going, why didn't you say hello to me earlier? I'm like, I haven't seen you today, mate. But it's all right. It's happening every day and hasn't stopped yet, so hopefully it'll die down, but I can't see that happening.
But twins working in the same conflict?
I came out in first tour in October 2010. Chris came out in October 2011. I came back out in October 2012, so we kind of skipped each other. And this tour was quite happy to learn. It was both coming out at the same time. It's quite good.
It's quite weird, really. In my career so far, I haven't actually even bumped into him once. And I've got to spend a whole 6 months next to his side, so that's been a bit of a struggle.
How did you get on as kids?
Best of mates. Still are, yeah.
It must be quite nice as well. I mean, a lot of people don't get to spend time with their families. You've got each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a massive added advantage, especially when you're missing home a little bit. But, we see each other most evenings and have a laugh each day, yeah.
People always talk about this thing. I just want to know, do you ever feel similar things?
I've got a view on this. It's people seem to think you think the same thing the whole time because you've got the same thoughts, but I think it's just because you had that upbringing that's so similar. When something's presented to you, you naturally have the same reaction as each other would. So I think that's what a lot of that stems from.
Yeah, it's a very common question. I think we get asked it by most people, to be honest. But physically, we don't feel the same thing, obviously not, but we do often have the same sort of wavelength when it comes to thought.
So in terms of your tour of duty here, what's it been like?
It's been quite hard in terms of conditions. We've been going out and operating our specific job. We're just going out on foot and spending days at a time, in some case weeks, just on foot. It's what I signed up to do. So it's better than chilling out in camp a lot of the time. I prefer being out.
He's predominantly sort of outside the wire doing his job, whereas I'm sort of working on the force protection wing as well, but sort of delivering some sort of conflict to stop the insider threat, really.
But when you were younger, was there a thought of both going into military service?
On our mother's side, it's generally armed forces. It's all army, though, really, apart from our uncle in the commission level. To be completely honest, it was slightly impulsive. Once Ben made the decision to join the Air Force, I thought, sounds like a cracking good idea, and I'll give it a go myself.
For me, I was always destined to join up. I originally went for the army, then I looked at the IF regiment and realised it's something I want to do. So I picked that one, and I'm quite happy to serve with this now.
You're both here on the final days of Operation Herrick 20. This is it. This is the historic landmark event that people have been wondering about. It's gone on for 13 years. How do you both feel about being part of this mission?
Because you're around everyone the whole time and everyone's talking about it, it doesn't seem like such a big thing. It's just another tour to me, really. In terms of our job, it's been concurrent, and this being the last strategic hold here, our job has always been to protect Bastion and protect Kandahar. So there's not really much of a difference in the jobs, the way we look at it. Obviously, we look at the strategic level. You'd probably see a big change, but from what we're doing day to day and out there outside the wire, it's the exact same job, really.
Yeah, exactly the same thought as Ben there. I think retrospectively you might look back at it and see it as a bigger thing, but whilst we're here you're just concentrating on the job at hand and making sure it gets done.
And when you both think of Tenterden and you think of the place where you live, it couldn't be further from the truth, could it? It couldn't be further apart.
No, I think we both agreed that the two pubs we miss the most is probably the Vine in Tenterden and the Chequers in High Holden.
Yeah, Chequers in High Holden, I give it a shout out. A lovely refurbishment, and the Vine's always close to my heart. Been drinking there for years, so it's good.
And to you both, a message for family back home?
Yes, to all the boys back home, everyone they are. To Mum, Dad and my family, Mikey, Chantal, and my dog Bess, and to my girlfriend Laura. Missing her lots, and looking forward to seeing her towards the end of the year.
Can't wait to come home and see you all, and a big hug from here to my girlfriend, Alexa.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers, Dominic. Thanks.
Cheers, Dom. Thanks, mate.